Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Climbing Kilimanjaro is a challenging task, but can you imagine climbing it in your wedding dress? I'm sure it's an entirely different ballgame. Well, Lenore Good and 14 women from County Cork are undertaking the task next week. Lenore is with us on the show today. What is the challenge for?
We are building an NGO outside near Kilimanjaro for kind of at-risk children and those who have been abused and those at risk and kind of in not so nice situations.
And do you work with the children?
Yeah, well, actually it all happened by accident. I actually went out there a couple of years ago when I first climbed Kilimanjaro, and I met a woman who lives out there, and she is she manages a lodge. Now, in that kind of a culture, it's very unusual for a woman to have, so, you know, a kind of a high power job. I became good friends with her. So her lodge kind of is next to a primary school, and the people that stay there, their accommodation fees would help kind of sustain the lodge. So I ended up kind of going into the school and kind of becoming close to the kids. And the first time I went out there, I kind of put a call out on social media for little bits, and I ended up with like 22 boxes, like two pallets of stuff. So it's kind of been ongoing since that, I suppose. Since my first time going out there, my eyes were a bit more open, and
yeah,
every visit since, I've kind of uncovered more truths. You know, I suppose it's not something that when you go in there as a tourist, you're even looking for.
No.
You know, you're just kind of looking for the best bits. But I suppose the more times I go over, the more I kind of see. So the last time I went over in February, something that I kind of uncovered, or kind of that came to my attention, I suppose, was the reason behind us wanting to do our own thing.
How many times have you been over?
This would be about my seventh or eighth time.
Your seventh or eighth?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the challenge to climb Kilimanjaro is a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
Without having to do it in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
How did this challenge come about?
Do you know what? I've been fundraising for years. So I suppose when I first went out there, I was doing it for Irish charities. So the very first time I went out, COVID kind of stopped me in my tracks, so it kind of gave me more time to fundraise. So I ended up fundraising like over 92 grand for six Irish charities when I first went out. So I'm always inclined to want to give back, so it's not just, you know, and not looking after your own and stuff, because I would have kids on the spectrum. So, you know, I would have supported Irish Guide Dogs and a hospice here and, you know, schools with autism and stuff like that. So I always, you know, would like to give back to those that have helped our family as well. But I suppose when we did Kilimanjaro the first time, you know, I've summited twice, so I've done it two different routes, and both were, you know, both had different challenges. And I did a couple of day hikes as well, and we brought a group of transition years over in February, just gone. And that was a challenge in itself.
I'd say, you know, so, yeah, of a different kind.
Yeah, it is. It's about, I suppose you just have to listen to the guides and the porters,
yeah,
the guys that are bringing you up, because, you know, they'd spot things you wouldn't, you know. So it's just trying to listen to them, and I suppose that can be a challenge in itself, you know, because you wouldn't be aware of, I suppose, altitude sickness or, you know, any kind of symptoms. So it's just kind of having to be, I suppose, kind of leave the ego aside and listen to people that are doing it hundreds of times of the year, you know.
Yeah. So the decision to do it then in a wedding dress,
yeah,
how did that part come about?
I suppose because I have exhausted every other avenue.
Yeah, something different.
Fundraising ways. Yeah, and I needed to get people's attention, and also I suppose there's a little bit of a, you know, wanting to show my commitment to the cause, you know, for the kids there. But yeah.
Is it your own wedding dress, or did you borrow it?
A couple of the girls have ones they just kind of got online, you know. There was actually a lovely couple up the country who follow me on social media, two wives, and they donated their wedding dresses to me and Teddy to wear.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so I just
got
them the other day, yeah.
Was it hard, Lenore, to rope in the other 14 women?
No, because what happened is I've been out there so much that I have a following on social media, and a lot of mothers follow me, and they've always, I suppose, expressed an interest. God, I'd love to do that. Or I suppose as Irish women, you know, we are very centred around our families, and I have a lot of followers who have children with additional needs, and they would never do anything for themselves. So I decided to put a trip together to take a group of women out there who would be looked after from the minute they get off the plane until the minute they go back. So I'm kind of hosting a group of women coming out there to show them bits of Tanzania. So I decided when I came back in February that I was going to do this, the wedding dress thing, and the girls rode in behind me then. Yeah, they said they'd do it with me. Yeah.
Are you still fundraising at the moment? Like, is it something that people can get involved in?
Yeah, I am. I am fundraising. We are trying to set up funds now just for the build of a safe house and kind of self-sustainable accommodation, so that the onus is kind of off us for long-term fundraising. And if we can have people come over and stay, you know, that the accommodation costs would help run the costs of the safe house. And, you know, we take the pressure off us because we want to be able to focus on helping the kids and the community. Because a lot of them, I suppose, abuse would be normal. You know, it's what they grow up with, that they don't know any different. So even if you talk about it, you know, kind of goes over their heads, because it's like, oh, is this not supposed to happen? Like 68% of kids, you know, under the age of 12 thinks it's okay to be asked for sex in exchange for a gift. They just don't know. Even if you bring it to attention of an adult, you know, it might have happened to an adult. So they, you know, it's just a cycle. They just don't understand. So there's a huge importance, I suppose, in educating the women, you know, about, you know, this actually isn't okay. So that they can, you know, I suppose, step in for the kids.
Absolutely.
So I suppose as Irish as well, we're a phenomenal nation for getting behind people and, you know, helping. And, you know, if I put out a call for, you know, packets of jellies or biscuits or whatever, I have them the next morning because, you know, as Irish, like, we love to help. And I think there can be a bit of a misconception of, like, you know, oh, African kids, wouldn't you love to adopt them now and bring them home and stuff? And it's actually something I even need to learn myself, because, you know, we do have a thing of that we want to save people, but I suppose it's really important that we go out and we educate them and that they're able to live happily in their own communities, you know. So I think that is a big reason for us wanting to do that too. And it's unusual for two women. You know, it's going to be an Irish and Tanzanian NGO, so it's very unusual for two women, especially because it's a male-dominated culture, to take on this challenge.
To head it up. And if people, Lenore, want to get involved or to donate as part of the fundraiser, I know you have a GoFundMe page.
I do have a GoFundMe page. So the name of it is Teresha Foundation. But I have a social media page out in the 666, and people can find the link on that
as well. Well, listen, best of luck with the trip. When are you heading?
I'm actually heading off in a couple of days, and my mother is deciding to come with me, so I'm dragging her up.
Oh, brilliant. it'll be lovely. It's an incredible thing to do, Lenore, and best luck to yourself and all of the other women that are climbing Kilimanjaro in their wedding dress, or in a wedding dress, I should say, all as part of the fundraiser. Lenore, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Take care.
Bye.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.